ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. President Biden is in San Francisco this morning. He's attending the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. He'll meet with China's Xi. At a fundraiser last night, he warned against another Trump presidency.
President Biden reminding his donors that Donald Trump was one of only two presidents who lost jobs while in office, and it's why Mr. Biden now calls him Donald Hoover Trump. Mr. Biden more serious in going after the former president for joking about the attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, and for Mr. Trump calling his political enemies vermin, saying it echoes language the Nazis used in the 1930s.
ABC's Andy Field. The House passed and sent to the Senate a measure to keep the government running until mid-January. In Indian-controlled Kashmir, a bus slid off a Himalayan highway and rolled 600 feet down a steep slope onto another road. Officials say at least 30 people killed. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The American Family Field Bill is on its way to Governor Evers, and he said he'll sign it. It spends more than $500 million of public money for upkeep to American Family Field. The amended bill passed the state Senate Tuesday morning and then the Assembly late in the afternoon. The amended bill asks more of the brewers, less of state taxpayers, and adds a tax to non-brewer events at the stadium. Expect slow going if you're traveling home for Thanksgiving. More than 1 million people in Wisconsin are expected to travel 50 miles or more for the holiday. AAA says that would be the third highest number for Wisconsin since 2019. By far, most will travel by car, but 113,000 plan to fly. A week from tomorrow is expected to be the busiest day at Wisconsin airports. Expect delays up to 80% longer than normal. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks beat the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Chicago Bulls 118-109. Packers quarterback Jordan Love was in attendance and witnessed a few milestones. Giannis, with 35 points, hit his 500th career three-pointer. Chris Middleton added 13 to become the Bucks' fifth all-time leading scorer, surpassing Michael Redd. Middleton after the game.
I mean, first, salute to Michael Redd. I mean, he's been a mentor of mine since I've came to Milwaukee, took over his number a little bit, but he's been a great person to reach out to from time to talk to.
Baseball reports say the Brewers are looking to promote bench coach Pat Murphy as their next manager. In Chicago, Craig Counsell introduced as the new manager of the Chicago Cubs. Counsell says he'd been thinking about leaving the Brewers almost 2 years.
Thought that a new challenge was where I had to push myself. Really, it's about growth.
That's Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunny skies today with highs around 61. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows level off around 39. Tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs around 64. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 47.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer. Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light. At 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC Tell, that's 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
College sports gear, be sure to check out homefieldapparel.com.
She's sweeter than a glass of chocolate milk and louder than a morning rooster. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
You know what's sweet? Our weather, and it's only going to get better. Good morning, everybody. Checking in from the National Association of Farm Broadcasters annual convention down in Kansas City. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Youngke. The entire Midwest Farm Report crew is down here in Kansas City, and I'll tell you what, the weather down here, very similar to what we're going to be experiencing in Wisconsin. Today, it looks like we've got more sunshine on the way, 62 our expected high. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 63. Friday, a little bit of an adjustment. We'll go down to 43, but still stay dry. Saturday, back up to 50 degrees, and we basically stay right in that same orbit through the front part of next week, all the way towards Thanksgiving. Meanwhile, down here in Kansas City, although we're indoors at the Westin Crown Center, they're expecting temperatures today that are probably going to touch out around 72, 70 in Kansas City tomorrow, and then they'll be in the 50s by the time we bid farewell on Friday. Well, we have got quite a few different conversations coming up for you this morning. We are going to catch up with Wisconsin Senator Joan Ballwig. Yesterday was the last day for business during the fall session down at the state capitol. What did they get done? What's still pending? Joan will give us an update. And we'll be checking in with Ashley Hoon from the Steffes Group. Boy, those folks are busy as well. As the harvest kind of concludes, a lot of folks looking to wrap up end-of-the-year purchases, and that's keeping them on point. Plus, Stumacher, ag meteorologist, on the way with weather.
You can hear the corn grow. You can smell healthy soil after a good rain. And you know when your livestock are healthy and when they're not. BioVet loves seeing healthy animals contribute to your farm's productivity and profitability as much as you do. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, founder of BioVet. Microbials and nutritional support, that's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Protovate Nutritional Seed Enhancer is an 80-20 talc graphite replacement that provides the critical nutrients corn and soybeans need for early and uniform emergence. Learn more at getgreatergrowth.com.
Always up early. Always getting the job done. Always working as hard as you can. Always pushing for more. Because you never settle. For farmers who seek outstanding performance they can count on, the only brand is DeKalb Corn. Featuring a broad portfolio of products precision bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand. Never settle. See us at DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Well, the 96th National FFA Convention just wrapped up the first part of the month. And I'm Jill Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn here in Eau Claire. I always like to chat with some of the people that really have the ins and outs of what happens at convention and maybe a little bit of why they happen. I was lucky enough to catch up with Scott Stump. He's the National FFA Chief Executive Officer. The 96th National FFA Convention, we had some record attendance, didn't we?
Absolutely, Jill, and it's a pleasure to be with you today, and want to say thank you to all of the teachers from across the nation that brought students and joined us in Indianapolis for a total of 72,954 registrants. So teachers, students, parents, corporate and individual givers and other stakeholders that gave it a chance to celebrate what's best in agriculture and what's best in youth and really crafting that future of the talent pipeline for the industry of agriculture.
One of the things I always enjoy is the expo. Do you ever have any trouble getting businesses to come in and talk to students about what they do?
You know, we were completely sold out this year and had a waiting list of others that wanted to get in to be able to introduce students to the latest and greatest technology in and across the industry of agriculture, and a lot of colleges and universities that were sharing the wonderful programs that they have to take those students on the next step in their learning path.
We talked a bit about the numbers and your attendance. Do you think that expo is prepared for that big of a, I always call it the invasion of the blue coats into the building?
You know, it is the number one attraction, other than the convention session. But really, students, what we find from our research is they spend the largest part of their time looking around in two or three visits to hit all of the booths and have conversations with all of the exhibitors at the expo. And we are using the vast majority of the facility, but we do need to look in the future to consider how we can continue to expand that those opportunities for students.
From the expo, and I know the shopping mall is very popular. We're just going to leave that one alone. Let's talk about sessions. You had some pretty interesting sessions, and you had some keynote speakers, but you also had Ag Secretary Vilsack come and join you. What was his message?
Yeah, you know, he's so pleased to have Secretary Vilsack, who has had tremendous experience with the Iowa FFA, but then also with National FFA, as he serves as the Secretary of Agriculture for the nation. And, you know, his message was a word of hope and engagement that we need young people to be the next generation of leaders who are going to change the world in the space of agriculture as we feed a growing planet and provide clean water to a growing planet. And so, that was the intent of his message, was to say, hey, there's a place for all of you in this industry. And then we also had the opportunity with him to sign a memorandum of understanding between National FFA and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and we're so excited about the possibilities that that will yield.
And what are some of those possibilities?
So, number one, and Secretary Vilsack actually brought this up in kind of the press conference after the signing, was making sure that all of our students are aware of the tremendous internship opportunities that are available across all of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's the footprints, not just in Washington, D.C., but in counties across this nation where students can be a part of helping come alongside farmers and ranchers and connecting in with USDA resources and supports.
And beyond that press conference, I know that he had a chat with FFA members. Was that just to kind of get the feeling of what they were doing and what they were feeling, or what's the point of that?
You know, I from visiting with him, know that that's one of the favorite parts of his job, is visiting with the next generation. And what was supposed to be, 20 to 30 minute conversation ended up going much longer than that, because the students had great questions and were looking for insights. And Secretary Vilsack invested that time in answering those questions and helping fill them with wisdom on their career paths.
We talked about sharing and maybe what the students are looking for in agriculture and what Secretary Vilsack sees agriculture turning into. But I would like to know if you see any changes or adjustments that are going to be happening with the next National FFA conventions. Are they still going to be in Indianapolis?
It will be in Indianapolis through 2033, according to our current agreement with the city of Indianapolis. And so we'll be there for our 100th anniversary, which will happen, in that, our 100th convention will happen in 2027. Our 100th birthday will happen in 2028. And so right now we're kind of gearing up for what that experience will look like, because we have so much to celebrate from our rich traditions of the past 100 years, and are wanting to bring that to light and make sure that we honor the traditions that have gotten us here, while also continuing to equip our students for the future.
And part of equipping those students for the future has to do with the teachers, the ag teachers, the FFA advisors. And I know here in Wisconsin, we seem to have kind of a turnover often throughout the year, and we also have some vacancies. What is happening at the national level or at state levels, or any knowledge that you can share with me about getting new teachers in there and keeping them as our ag teachers and FFA advisors?
Yeah, and Joe, I'm so happy that so many individuals, go back to the National Agriculture Educator Association creed, choose to be agriculture teachers by choice and not by chance. And, our instructional force across the country has expanded. We're up to nearly 15,000 teachers across the country. And that is a testament to the growing numbers in classrooms and the adding of programs in schools that have never had them and expanding into middle school grade levels. And as a part of that, we, through our partnership with the National Association of Agriculture Educators, each year invest and provide resources to really stand up, Teach Ag Day, which is in September, which calls on ag teachers across the country to tap and to kind of pass the torch and highlight students that they think would be great teachers. And so, and then it's also a grant program out to states to really build that recruitment capacity of teachers. And now, you know, as we look to last year and this year, also leaning in on retention activities, and so providing grants and resources within states to support teachers in kind of that mid-career when some of them do have the choice to step off into an agricultural business and succeed in different ways, but really trying to connect them and re-engage them and keep them in the classrooms across the country, providing that great service to students.
Last year at National Convention, the delegates voted to add in fifth and sixth graders into the FFA. How is National FFA coming along on the curriculum needed to include them in FFA and in ag classes?
We're excited that the delegates did move forward with a recommendation to add fifth and sixth grade members for those states that do have school-based agriculture education programs that go as early as fifth grade. And we worked over the past year to update our system to be ready to receive those students. And as of August 1st, we are taking in those members on the roster. And as a part of that, we know that whether it be just fifth and sixth grade or seventh and eighth grade, middle school students need different experiences. And from a curriculum standpoint, you know, the curriculum is really left to the states and the local school districts to drive what is age appropriate and content that fits with the way they're offering middle school experiences. Through FFA, we have started the process of through research and then also pulling together task forces to say, what are those experiences, and in our opinion, that should be different than the high school's experience, so the students aren't just duplicating and participating in the same event or experience over and over again on the way to the high school experience, but having separate experiences. For middle school, we know that a lot of school districts do not allow them to do overnight trips, so we'll probably do more one-day events where they can easily make it back and forth regionally or across the country, and working the states to offer those. And then really looking at what are an experience in animal systems that would lead to either the livestock judging or dairy judging or the vet science experience at the high school level. And so excited about the opportunities over the next few years to really roll out some new experiences for middle school students that engage them in this industry and get them excited about the next steps in both agriculture and their FFA career.
Well, I know I truly enjoy being a part of the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. Every year I go, I learn something new, and I am totally immersed in agriculture. And I like to hear from National FFA and what's going on a little bit further. And you always are working to find out the new gig and getting students involved with agriculture. And that was Scott Stump, National FFA Chief Executive Officer. And I'm Jill Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay. AM 1590 and 97.9 FM WGBW. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Equivalent to 8 syringes. As long as your treatment is performed by a skilled medical professional, you should have the natural-looking results you desire.
Let your natural beauty shine through.
Visit us at rejuvenationclinicofsaucprairie.com.
From farm to fork and everything in between, we cover it all. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Greetings again from Kansas City. The entire Midwest Farm Report team is here for the National Association of Farm Broadcasters annual convention, something that Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist, actually took part in. That's over a decade ago, I know, but one thing that hasn't changed, Stu, even since you were here, we're in the Westin Crown Center. That's where we're headquartered, and it's always interesting. Today, I think in the Kansas City area, we're going to touch out around 72 degrees, and right across from the hotel is an ice skating rink, and they are currently in the process of putting up Christmas decorations. 72 and Christmas decorations just doesn't seem to go hand in hand for me. But then again, I'm not complaining. We've got mild weather on the way again today at home.
Very fine November weather here on the home front, Pam. No doubt about that. Temps way above normal. You made me check my memory, though. I think it's been about 25 years since I've been to an NAFB convention. Might have to do something about that. A great day, a great day today. More harvest operations. No doubt about that. You couldn't help but see everybody working yesterday. We saw it right on through the nighttime. Another great day today. A very weak cool front does pass into the area by late today or tonight. No precipitation. The atmosphere very, very dry. We're not going to see any changes because of it, but I do expect that front returning north as a warm front, warming it up a bit more for Thursday as the next system edges through. A very slight rain chance Thursday night. And then we'll cool it off. In fact, looking toward Friday, temperatures almost 20 degrees cooler in the lower 40s for highs compared to what we'll see in the next couple of days. I'll be back with our forecast details right after this.
Clock is ticking. Is your order in for the Thanksgiving bird at Bavaria Sausage? Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here to remind you Bavaria Sausage is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week online. BavariaSausage.com. I'm also being reminded that the holiday goods have arrived but are in limited supplies. That's kind of the same situation for the Thanksgiving turkey you're looking for. They are in limited supplies as well. Remember, great prices of locally grown turkeys. They've got a variety of sizes again this year, but make sure that you call the store and place your order. You know what that phone number is? 800-733-6695. Pick up the phone. Tell them what size you want. They'll have it ready to go. You can pick it up the week of Thanksgiving. 800-733-6695. Or better yet, stop in and visit with the crew at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. Bavaria Sausage.
Our Compeer Financial Ag Weather Forecast, a very beautiful Wednesday with sunny skies pushing up toward the mid-60s, 64 or so, west winds about 5 to 10. Partly cloudy overnight down toward the lower 40s, south winds about 5 to 10. Partly sunny skies Thursday, windy, some more clouds in the west. I expect temps again in the low and mid-60s, up toward 64 or better. South winds get stronger in the day, up to 10 to 20, even gusting to 35. in the afternoon. The rain chance Thursday night, scattered showers about the most we see. Sunny and a little cooler by Friday, about 44. The northwest wind around 5 to 15. So, Pam, the mild weather is going to continue, no doubt about that. We're maybe not going to see 72 like you, but it sounds great.
Peachy all the way around. Thanks, Stu. Appreciate that. Stu Muck with our Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update on a Wednesday. Remember, Compeer Financial is your financial partner. Whether it's agriculture or rural life, they are in it with you. Find an office near you as well as great resources online all in one place, Compeer.com. Ashley Hewen from the Steffes Group catching up with us before we're done on a Wednesday.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly.
She walks in this morning. John's like, yeah, I told you look like somebody. I've been thinking about you. That's a little weird, John.
I didn't put it that way, Jim. No, we said she reminds me of Aunt Becky, Lori Loughlin from Full House.
Right.
Bailey, WKRP.
I don't think
yes,
so.
Completely. Yes.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Mino and the Mayor.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly.
She walks in this morning. John's like, yeah, I told you look like somebody. I've been thinking about you. That's a little weird, John.
I didn't put it that way, Jim. No, we said she reminds me of Aunt Becky, Lori Loughlin from Full House.
Right.
Bailey, WKRP.
I don't think
yes,
so.
Completely. Yes.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. President Biden is in San Francisco this morning. He's attending the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. He'll meet with China's Xi. At a fundraiser last night, he warned against another Trump presidency.
President Biden reminding his donors that Donald Trump was one of only two presidents who lost jobs while in office, and it's why Mr. Biden now calls him Donald Hoover Trump. Mr. Biden more serious in going after the former president for joking about the attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, and for Mr. Trump calling his political enemies vermin, saying it echoes language the Nazis used in the 1930s.
ABC's Andy Field. The House passed and sent to the Senate a measure to keep the government running until mid-January. In Indian-controlled Kashmir, a bus slid off a Himalayan highway and rolled 600 feet down a steep slope onto another road. Officials say at least 30 people killed. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The American Family Field Bill is on its way to Governor Evers, and he said he'll sign it. It spends more than $500 million of public money for upkeep to American Family Field. The amended bill passed the state Senate Tuesday morning and then the Assembly late in the afternoon. The amended bill asks more of the Brewers, less of state taxpayers, and adds a tax to non-brewer events at the stadium. Expect slow going if you're traveling home for Thanksgiving. More than 1 million people in Wisconsin are expected to travel 50 miles or more for the holiday. AAA says that would be the third highest number for Wisconsin since 2019. By far, most will travel by car, but 113,000 plan to fly. A week from tomorrow is expected to be the busiest day at Wisconsin airports. Expect delays up to 80% longer than normal. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks are on the road in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Raptors tonight. Game time coming up at 6:30. College hoops, the Badgers women's team, undefeated. They beat South Dakota State 66-64 at the Kohl Center. At 3-0, Wisconsin off to their best start since 2018. The Badgers men's team losing at Providence 72-59. They're at home Friday night against Robert Morris. NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Chargers on Sunday. Green Bay has lost 4 of their last 5 games. But how did quarterback Jordan Love perform against the Steelers? Matt LaFleur.
Well, I thought he was playing with a lot of confidence. I thought he was pretty decisive, made some big-time throws down the field. You know, he kept fighting and battling and gave us an opportunity right there at the end of the game and obviously came up short. But, you know, I just see a guy that continues to grow and develop and learn and, you know, takes the coaching really well.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens. The Bucks are on the road in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Raptors tonight. Game time coming up at 6:30. College hoops, the Badgers women's team, undefeated. They beat South Dakota State 66-64 at the Kohl Center. At 3-0, Wisconsin off to their best start since 2018. The Badgers men's team losing at Providence 72-59. They're at home Friday night against Robert Morris. NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Chargers on Sunday. Green Bay has lost 4 of their last 5 games. But how did quarterback Jordan Love perform against the Steelers? Matt LaFleur.
Well, I thought he was playing with a lot of confidence. I thought he was pretty decisive, made some big-time throws down the field. You know, he kept fighting and battling and gave us an opportunity right there at the end of the game and obviously came up short. But, you know, I just see a guy that continues to grow and develop and learn and, you know, takes the coaching really well.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunny skies today with highs around 61. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows level off around 39. Tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs around 64. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 46.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UpUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
Jim Vandenhoevel, our very special guest, Vietnam vet. Again, you had to be saying to yourself, I am not on the farm in freedom anymore.
You know, it was scary for a while, but then you realize, and we all realize in our platoon, we kind of laugh about it because you had to keep your sanity, and that was one of the ways you did it. You almost got taken out today, and if you didn't do that, you wouldn't be able to stay focused on your job.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
I laughed my ass off.
I was like, that's funny. That's funny.
That was that there. Yes, I will give you that.
Because we know your barn smells like money. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
On a Wednesday morning, that is going to turn into a Wednesday beautiful day on the way. You're going to have to pinch yourself in the next couple of weeks for the weather that we're enjoying right now. Today, we'll see sunshine. We are expecting to go up into the low 60s today, right around 62. For Thursday, partly sunny, 63. Friday, a little cooler, 43. Saturday, dry for the beginning of gun deer season, and 50 degrees. I'm Pam Yonke, checking in from the National Farm Broadcasters Convention here in Kansas City. So if the show sounds a little different for the rest of the week, now you'll know why. All of us farm broadcasters get together and, well, let's just say that we are a very close bunch, and we have a lot of fun getting back together again. So, like I said, we're from the Weston Crown Center in Kansas City for the rest of this week. Today, the 15th day of November. Don't forget, today is the 4th Annual Dairy Summit going on at UW-Platteville. That is hosted by the Dairy Innovation Hub. Remind you, it's free and open to the public. If you want to find out about the cutting-edge research that the Dairy Innovation Hub is funding and supporting, you can be at UW-Platteville for the live presentations, or you can also log on virtually. Just go to dairyinnovationhub.wisc.edu, and you'll find the details there. On this day, back in 1887, Georgia O'Keeffe was born in Sun Prairie. She studied at the Chicago Art Institute from 1904 to 1905, and then she went to New York, where she worked at the Art Students League with William Chase. In 1926, she unveiled her now-famous flower paintings. Georgia O'Keeffe, born on this day back in 1887 in Sun Prairie. On this day in 1956, Elvis Presley made his movie debut, Love Me Tender. It was a black-and-white musical, and he was the star. He was also obviously called King of Rock and Roll after that. The movie was named after Presley's hit single by the same name, Love Me Tender. Elvis debuting in his movie on this day back in 1956. And happy birthday to ex-fiance of Aaron Rodgers, Shailene Woodley. She turns 31 years young as of today, and now you know. It's a Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. That's STEFFES Group.com. Fantastic website that's got all kinds of items waiting for your attention. And speaking of attention, if you want to get their attention and start lining up your auction, now is the time to call and get booked. 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Ashley Hune from the Steffes Group joining us again on a Wednesday. And I've got to believe, you know, now that a lot of folks are done with the harvest or pretty close to done, Ashley, I got to believe you guys are getting even more and more busy going in the home stretch of 2023.
Yeah, I would say, and that's kind of an understatement, but thank goodness we got some good weather going on here. Just this week alone, we've got 14 auctions, so we are definitely starting to, I mean, we're right in auction season, and it's going to get busier through the end. Just looking at the website here this morning, there's 313 tractors on our website that are going to get sold here before the end of the year, and 82 combines.
Wow.
So
wow.
Busy, 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 and it's going to continue through the end of the year. We still have some people on the fence that I think are going to pull the trigger and still do some sales before the end of the year. And that's what we're recommending.
Yeah, well, you had been saying this cautionary tale for a while, that you think once we flip the calendar into 2024, it could be a whole different economic climate all the way around.
Yeah, we think so. You know, it can't stay this good for this long. And, you know, we said that back in 2013 through 16 mm-hmm. when it wasn't so good, of mm-hmm. course. Mm-hmm. So the markets ebb and flow. But if you're looking at selling something, I mean, you can't go wrong selling in an up market.
Absolutely. Ashley Hewen along with us from the Steffes Group. Folks, if you've never checked out their auction site, you really need to, and understand the depth of service and the depth of interest they generate at steffesgroup.com, STEFFES group.com. And again, I remind you, now is the time to pull the trigger if you are thinking about any kind of sale, small, medium, the whole kaboot, whatever it is, they are ready to work with you. You can call them 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewen along with us from the Steffes Group.
You're grateful for all the ways technology can connect us. Unfortunately, there are online scammers who want to take advantage. Malicious viruses, phishing scams, and identity theft are more prevalent than ever. That's why Rural Mutual includes cybersecurity protection as an option on every policy. Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin
strong. You hear that? That's the sound of Dairyland Seed bringing the yield bigger and better than ever before. We're talking our best corn of all time, our strongest silage lineup ever, and the greatest soybeans in our history. We're talking a full lineup of seed proven to outperform the competition once again in independent head-to-head trials. See the performance data for yourself at showmetheyield.com. That's showmetheyield.com.
Well, the weather is definitely going to stay above average for the rest of this week and at least into part of the weekend. That might pose a little bit of a challenge for some of our Wisconsin deer hunters that are successful this weekend. Emily Eel, who is with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, says that you need to plan ahead. If you're fortunate and you do capture a buck or a doe, you're going to need to be ready to take action to preserve that carcass.
You're going to want to make sure your meat is cooled down as soon as possible. So field dressing it as soon as you can is really helpful. And then if you need to, like packing ice into the body cavity can help cool the meat down quickly, or packing ice around it and putting tarps over the deer if you have to travel with it for a while.
Emily Eel, she's one of the staff members with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources that tries to help hunters do their very best as far as field dressing and capturing that buck or doe out in the field. You can find more details on processing on their website, gowild.wi.gov. Yesterday in Chicago, as far as our markets were concerned, saw the barrel cheese gain a half a cent to 168. 40-pound block cheese was also up a half a cent, 164 and three quarters. AA butter, another 4.5 cents higher yesterday at 269 a pound. Coming up next, they're all done down at the state capitol with their fall session. What did they get done? Senator Joan Bollwig, our guest, coming up next.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
And auto shops in the area.
Tom and Tom of Tom's Auto Center.
With 12 bays and a lively group of highly skilled mechanics, we're able to do just that.
TomsAutoCenter.com.
Tom's Auto Center. Here to get her fixed, get her done, to get you going, guys.
Off Highway 51 in McFarland, a stone's throw from McDonald's.
Rough hands, dirty boots, and farming roots. It's all we know. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Well, the work down at the State House quickly drawing to a close, at least for now. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Youngke, glad to check in on a Wednesday morning. Joined by Wisconsin Senator Joan Bollwig from Marquesan. She, of course, the chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee. I think sometimes we lose sight, Joan, of the calendar that you folks are working with down at the state capitol. There's always business that's being brought up, being discussed. But as far as transactions are concerned, you're about to the end of the rope, huh?
Well, we are for the fall session. There's been plenty of activity, and there still will be activity with bills being heard and that kind of thing. But Tuesday is the last day that both the Senate and the Assembly are going to be on the floor to pass bills, and there'll be a number of them that are then passed by both houses and on to the governor. We'll be back in again for the passage of and consideration of proposals in January and February.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about some of the items that you've been paying particular attention to, whether or not they get finished up in the fall session or not. One of it is kind of relative to the whole infrastructure financing that we discussed earlier this spring, trying to help rural communities refurbish those bridges, make sure that their roads are in better shape. And you've kind of been ushering different pieces of that puzzle along.
Right. Well, the new money, $150 million for ag roads that would eliminate, hopefully would eliminate roads that are posted. The DOT is still working on their process for doing those applications, but I've been at a lot of town association meetings in the last couple of weeks, and everybody's chomping at the bit to be able to get at that, and that new survey of non-standard bridges so that we can hopefully put some money into those. Mm-hmm. But speaking of transportation, there is a proposal that I've been working on with the cheesemakers. And nowadays, when you finish making your cheese and have all that liquid whey left over, it isn't a waste product anymore. It's a usable byproduct. And what the cheesemaker has asked for and will be passed on the Senate floor, still has to work its way through the Assembly, is that our haulers, our dairy haulers, will be able to transport whey at the same level that they do milk. And, you know, it's not just that they can go at higher weight limits. There is a tremendous problem with having truck drivers to do all this kind of work. And, of course, ag is, farmers are familiar that ag is exempt from the from CDLs. But when it comes to this, we need to make sure that we have enough drivers to do this work, and having less loads is one way to try to get that to get that done. So we're moving ahead with that one.
Mm-hmm.
The other one that is will be finalized here on Tuesday in the Senate and will be on the governor's desk is this financial aid modernization bill. And it's good for all students, but one of the things that I put in this proposal was that students who attend the farm and industry short course will be eligible to apply for the Wisconsin grant. Now, there is a you have to have financial eligibility for this, but up until now, if you weren't going at least half-time to school, you weren't eligible for any scholarship money. So we're making sure that that is done, and hopefully the governor will be signing that one also.
Excellent, excellent. Now, you know, that's coming obviously at a time when students are trying to figure out which direction they're going to go, college, technical college, et cetera. So anything else in particular, Joan, that's been catching your attention relative to our rural community? I mean, like we said, there's always always notions and bills being brought up, those two right in the crosshairs for you. But is there anything else that we need to keep an eye on?
Well, I think you've probably talked to some folks that the Food and Farm Exploration Center up in Plover is almost ready to open to the public. This is something that in our state budget we did make a contribution to that program, and I'm really looking forward to see what they've done with it. I had the opportunity to drive up to Stevens Point and back to see the giant potato masher from I-39. I asked them the other day if they were getting a sign so you know which exit to get off of, and they said that's in the works too. So really excited to see how this this program can be used, and we can bring in some of our young people and folks that are interested in the production of vegetables, especially here in Wisconsin, which is I think is greatly overlooked of what the production is. I know in my part of the world, there are plenty of dairy processing and cheese processing plants, but there are even more vegetable processing plants, from peas in the spring to carrots in the fall. So it is something that is very, very near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, and I've had a chance to visit that facility, and it is state-of-the-art. It's not for folks that think it's for the kids. It is not for just the kids. This is something that adults will be impressed with as well, and the grand opening, at least tentatively, planned for the end of November. We'll try to keep you up to date on more details in that regard. Now, as you talk about January then, Joan, are you getting a sense? I mean, maybe it's not ready to go just yet, but I've been hearing about a couple different bills coming, maybe relative to health insurance for farmers, always looking at transportation, processing, exporting. Are you getting a sense for everything you're going to have to bite off in January?
Well, the interesting piece of that is, yes, there is a proposal that has just recently been introduced regarding this health insurance program for farmers. I will tell you that it's pretty late in the game, actually, to get something like that done, something that is going to be a really big lift to do some kind of a health insurance program. Wisconsin has not done health insurance programs overall. We've told people that there is the marketplace that is available for insurance, and I'm just not sure where this is going to go. But it is always good to start the conversation.
How about your export committee? Have you been keeping tabs on them? I know about every other week it seems that I'm being alerted to a trade mission that's come to Wisconsin, or we're going someplace else. Looks like that export committee is really staying busy.
Absolutely, and that's really going gangbusters right now, and hope that that will continue for all of us. I mean, if you watch the main media when it comes to agriculture, there is We are so dependent on what's happening in China and Ukraine and what the weather is like in Brazil. Yeah, so all of those things are something we need to keep a watch on. China just bought a bunch of soybeans. So you just never know when it comes to that. But we're working together to try to get that done. And one of the things that I got put in the budget in trying to work with the Department of Transportation is to get some kind of a central transfer point so we can do more direct shipping so that we can get things on containers and get them out to our ports rather than putting all these trucks on the road with containers, taking them down to Illinois, then putting them on a train and sending them someplace. So we have some more opportunities, I think, at the Milwaukee port and with the development up at the Duluth Superior also. Mm-hmm. But we do need a transfer station so we can get things off the trucks into containers and then out to the ports in a better fashion. So hopefully the DOT is going to come back with a plan on that one, which will help our exports.
Boy, that is for sure. That's, like she said, another one of the critical keys that Wisconsin agriculture, agribusiness is monitoring. Wisconsin Senator Joan Bollwig, kind enough to join us today, giving us a quick wrap-up on what's happening with the fall session and looking ahead to the new calendar year, which is just weeks away. Senator Joan Bollwig from Markazan, our guest on a Wednesday morning. All right, we'll check in again tomorrow morning from the National Farm Broadcasters Convention here in Kansas City. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Mino and the Mayor.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She walks in this morning, John's like, yeah, I told you look like somebody. I've been thinking about you. That's a little weird, John.
I didn't put it that way, Jim. No, we said she reminds me of Aunt Becky, Lori Loughlin from Full House.
Right.
Bailey, WKRP.
I don't think
yes,
so.
Completely. Yes.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
The regulatory environment for gene editing in the agricultural arena. Next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of precision farming tools that connect your entire operation year-round. Planter, Ag Leader It. Sprayer, Ag Leader It. Combine, Ag Leader It. Farm data, you guessed it, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Gene editing technology raises hopes for rapid production advancements in food and agriculture. But that advancement has to wait, in some cases, as regulatory hurdles are still being debated in much of the world. Fan Li Chow is with the American Seed Trade Association.
Internationally, the trend is to differentiate genome-edited plants from GMO regulations. The pathway to market is getting clearer, but there are still quite a number of challenges.
As Chow points out, gene editing is not the same as genetic modification. But she adds regulators in some countries don't make that distinction.
So there's regulatory schemes that are quite untenable in certain markets like China and Europe remains to be seen. In China, they view all gene-edited products as GMOs.
However, Chow has hope that the regulators around the world will come around.
I think internationally, the regulatory environment is becoming more and more enabling for innovation. And we will have to see what kind of products will come out from this.
Chow was a panelist at a recent Farm Foundation forum on gene editing. You can learn more by visiting the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay. AM 1590 and 97.9 FM WGBW. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.